If you haven't, check out our newest YouTube video Steve just put out. It's on the Remastered Druid. Thoughts? Quick thoughts on it?
Not much changed, actually. They actually gave a whole bunch of new. Meta magic feats specific to Druid.
Yeah,
as it's like you cast a spell with X or Y trait, like plant or fungus trait.
Yeah,
and then you get this cool benefit. Like the one I talked about was Garland spell.
Oh yeah.
So you spend an action, so then your next spell that you cast with that trait, with one of those two traits, you basically can create a 10-foot burst of either thorns to do piercing damage, or it's vines to do poison damage.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's difficult and hazardous terrain. So that happens so long as anyone's in that area.
Yeah.
And that's just, you just spend an action to do it.
That's actually really dope.
And then you have to cast a spell, obviously.
Yeah.
That's there's a bunch of them where you like cast a lightning spell, you cast an air spell, you can... A bunch
and
of
at level one, they get to either choose to talk to plants or animals.
Except for Keiko. Keiko can't talk to plants.
Apparently, you can't talk to anything.
She had linguistic issues.
Yeah. She dumped charisma on that one.
Something.
Come to you live from apparently sinking island of Long Island. It's Nothing Ventured, Nothing Game. Your host with most, your GM, Jared. And I'm going to toss it over to our resident MC to see if he can keep his 2-year streak of rhyming my name with something. Take it away, MC Jeff.
Before you know what, he's invaded your hut with clean cut struts, shove a knife in your gut.
Damn. Damn gut knife.
It's Fabio.
Yo. I like that one. It's
gutting you.
Dishing out punishment, savage rough beater. You done pissed him off. He's a mean mistreater.
It's Steve.
Damn. That's a good one.
Jiminy Cricket, lickety split it. To ride this ride, you better have 2 tickets. It's Zach.
Oh, that was a good one. I like that one.
She's down with the stabbing and hacking and slashing, ordering up more kills than Charles Manson.
I'm feeling these.
Flame vats of oil, hot pots of boil, for your toils with 6 feet of soil. It's Sore Talk, it's Jeff.
Yay!
Down with the intros, he loves when I rap it. Sending it back to you, GM Jared.
Yay! Another one.
Yes!
And another one.
No, I would have repeats.
Saved this one. Can we save this one?
This one was a great one.
That one was a good one.
That was a really good set.
Yeah, I was actually very inspired at work today. I'm like, you know, I was like, I got some like new stuff I haven't brought out yet.
So they were fire. Yeah.
Bangers.
Lily actually walks up to you, Henny, and she was like, what's very strange is after you guys originally left, and she's kind of like telling this to you quietly, she was like, this guy came, looked like a beggar. And he gave me a card. He said it's only for Henny to read.
Okay.
And she gives you the card.
And I go, what does this man look like?
You know what? He had dark skin, yellow eyes, like jaundice. He was short. You know, he had ragged clothes on, and he walked with a limp.
As Henny reads the note, it says, "My cabbages."
Is it the pimp limp or the pimp lean or is it
gangsta lean?
Yeah. The gangsta lean.
What do you have? A stanky leg.
Yeah, stanky leg.
Nice. Stanky leg.
Okay.
Okay.
You're watching me, right?
I'm watching the door.
Okay, cool. And I'm just like, how long ago did he send this to you?
When, like 15 minutes after you left. Like you guys literally ran.
That was
and
like
then
half a
he
day
walked
ago.
Up the block as you left.
It was like half a day ago.
Half a day ago. Yeah. Well, it's like,
but he showed up right, basically right when we left.
Yeah, like as you left, like you guys left, I started cleaning up, you know, settling in, waiting, starting the ritual, reading books, and then like there was a knock on the door, maybe max an hour later.
And like Henny gets like real close towards like, did he say anything else to you? Did he say anything else? He just gave you the note?
He gave me a note. It was the letter. It's actually very nice. It's like black leather, has gold filigree on it. And it had, and like when you opened it, there was a seal, like a seal, like a wax seal.
Yeah.
But that's all he gave me. There was nothing else on it.
Yeah, like, you see like Henny like sit down in a corner. This is one of the few times you actually see him quiet. Right. And like, if anybody's actually paying attention, he's having a panic attack.
Henny, somebody from my kingdom knows you by name?
I don't know, but you know, I'm kind of tired. Henny gonna go for a walk.
Don't go very far.
Yeah, I was about to say that might not be the best plan.
I mean, go.
I'll be back. Don't worry. You know, everything's fine. Don't worry. Henny gonna be fine. You know, we all gonna be fine. All right. Worry about her. Keep an eye on her. I'll make sure that nobody's in the perimeter. I can do this
just in case heroism.
Right. Henny flinches when you touch him.
Oh.
And you've never seen Henny flinch.
You okay? Is your tattoo thing flaring up?
Like, you see him take a hard hit from his pyro. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Is his ring going off?
He just walks away.
So when he says it's fine. When he says he's fine, his lying ring doesn't go off?
Oh. Yeah, no, your ring's like, bullshit.
Yeah. You hear it goes, panic attack, panic attack, panic attack. He's having a panic attack. That's all you hear from the ring.
Yeah.
Just
he's lying to you.
Breathe.
Yeah. Henny just needs to go for a walk. That's it.
He's not walking.
Henny's going to go be fine. He will not be fine.
Yeah. He peed himself a little bit.
I did not.
I did not. He let one drop out.
I literally rolled for that. I really rolled for it. I said, like, all right, if it's over 50, he just has a panic. If it's under 50, he might vomit.
I will say this. You do have, until things resolve on will saves, you're going to be taking a -2 penalty.
To will saves?
To will saves. To will and will saves.
God, okay.
Hold on.
Do you want some company on your walk?
No.
Yes. Is it a fear effect?
It's not. It's, yeah, like in the sense of like.
He's having a panic attack.
A human can have a natural fear effect. You feel slightly
more soothed the closer you are to Artura. If it's a fear.
That's just a flaming old man looking at you.
It's not. It's the golden Artura.
And he would see if he's having a panic attack, he might be suffering from hallucinations. Right. So
you look at sleeping Artura and it's just a burning man.
Just a burning old man.
No, it's not, guys. It's not that. My Eidolon is me.
I know.
But right. No, he says he looks at Artura and he sees a flaming old man. No.
Okay,
floor.
So for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, you said that. I did it.
Okay. That is an innate spell, so you can just have that today.
But yes, no, it's like as long as you like in
so you get at least a +1 on like saves and shit.
Exactly. Yeah, like and that's it. It's like as you're close to Artura,
-1. All right.
For at least 10 minutes after 10 minutes.
Well, there you go. Artura gives you the other +1.
There
you go. Just being around Artura soothes you a little bit.
Take the leather says Artura murdered me.
It was a panic attack! Technoblaze.
Ironically, Henny does have a ringtone. You get it? Because his ring talk.
That's funny.
Boy, oh boy.
That's why I'm the GM.
Get it.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Henny just like literally just goes outside and just leans against the wall to breathe.
All right.
Right. Like, you know, like, I don't know if you've ever had like a panic attack when it's just like the world, you get like dizzy, the world starts like kind of spinning, you feel short of breath, and he's just trying to get it together.
Have a massive erection. Yeah, maybe.
I didn't roll for that. Right? But like, he doesn't go far. Like, he just goes far enough where it's like he's still within range.
Right.
But it's just like he just needed a moment to just not be around everyone.
I'm going to keep tabs on how long he's at.
Like, there are guards walking by. They're not looking at you. They actually can't, like, the way you're, like, handling yourself.
Yeah.
They don't seem too interested in you.
Yeah.
But you do notice that there are a lot more guards on the street now.
Get it.
In this area.
Someone comes up to you and asks you if you know anything about a murder.
And you just kind of are outside.
Get it.
I'm checking the door, make sure no one's going to be coming in and anything's getting heated outside.
I'm just kind of keeping an eye out for when he comes back in.
Okay. And the two of you asleep?
I'm asleep.
Dead asleep.
Yeah,
except for my Eidolon. Yep.
Just standing over him. He did it.
Again, that's not it.
No, the Eidolon is just saying
no,
that.
My Eidolon is not a flaming old man. Don't put dumb shit into the world. That's not
it. No, it's not. The Eidolon's just looking at you going...
That's fair. I will take that. I will take that.
Disappointment.
Yes! I was thinking the same thing.
I will take the disappointment for my Eidolon.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you.
That's not very self-worth of me to take someone else's life.
Murder. Just straight up murder. She wrote. Murder.
So you would come back in?
Yeah, 45 minutes.
All right. So in about an hour, Henny comes back in.
Okay.
Did
you have a good walk? Because he'd have to walk past me to get in anyway.
Well, yeah.
Right, so, like, while I'm, like, I'll say during that 45 minutes, I just do, like, a tarot card reading over and over and over again.
Okay.
Right, like, to the side, just trying to, like, see if, like, I see anything, like, in the fortune. Okay. I'm not, like, he's doing it more so as a soothing technique,
mm-hmm.
more so than actually trying to, like, gleam anything. If you want me to roll to see if I gleam anything, cool, but if not, that's why he's doing it. He's just trying to do something to figure out
mm-hmm.
how, you know, what happened happened.
You keep, like, as you do the tarot card reading, it, you keep the first card you flip,
mm-hmm.
it's like a weird, it's, the first card is like a full moon,
yeah,
with like a man standing there. You flip the second card, and then it's like a wolf. And third card, it's death. And you do it again. And you flip it. First card's a moon. Second card's wolf. Third card's death. And you do it again. And then you, like, look at your cards, and they're all that, those cards.
Got it.
Gotta get a new deck.
Okay. Yep. And he puts his cards back in the thing, turns around the corner, looks left and right, and vomits into the street. Just hardcore vomitous, like, just starts breathing heavy. And goes into his blast, takes it, switches his mouth out, spits it out, and just goes, he ain't gonna find me. Not today. Not no how. We'll find him first. And I'm just gonna walk back. And, like, as I walk in, you just hear me saying that.
Do you have a good walk?
Yeah. I need to go find somebody first. But I'm doing better. I'm doing better.
Not good. Better.
Whoever is awake, give me perception checks. Except Tenny.
You want me to do one for the Eidolon or no?
No, because it doesn't care.
It doesn't care.
It's disappointed.
It doesn't care.
You know what? I'll take that. It doesn't care.
Is there a sense motive in here or no?
No.
Okay.
Perception.
32. Also, right? Just,
39 on that 20.
32.
Nat 20?
Yeah.
As Henny walks in, this is what you see. Henny walks in, and, you know, like, the firelight, torches, candles, all that stuff in here, flicker. Henny starts to walk in, kind of making his way towards the fire. You see a shadow, and his shadow looks vaguely like a wolf.
Just for a second, or is it
for
constant?
A second.
Oh, so for a second, the movie.
Like, it could have been, like, the trick of the light, but it looked like a large, like, dire wolf shadow.
Well, so the moment I see Henny, I kind of give him a side look, and I say how he's doing, that conversation just happened, and the moment I see that, I kind of burst up, pull my sword out, and then put away. Sorry, I thought I saw something.
Like, it cast on the books behind him.
Yeah.
So it looked like
the whole wall.
Yeah.
Like,
and you guys have fought like hell dogs.
Yeah.
So you were like, oh shit, could it be a hell dog? And you're like,
yeah. And I look at it and go, huh? And I'm like, I look like at like shadows is like, I ain't see nothing.
Must have been the shadows playing on the wall.
You tired. Go ahead. Take a break. I'll cover for you.
Alright.
And I'm just like, I'm like wide awake.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to sleep then.
All right. So, unless anyone wants anything to happen, you guys will get your long rest.
I want all this stuff to happen. I want to prolong this as much as possible.
Yeah. I will murder people in their sleep.
You murder people when they're awake.
Yeah, right. I will murder people
What's
in
the
their
difference?
Sleep if we don't get this level.
He's got a point.
If we don't get this level.
We leveled up.
All right, level.
Everyone leveled. Glad we got the sheets out. 12 hours goes by. Finally, you kind of all wake up, and the entire place has like this weird ozone smell.
I like it.
Who is sleeping in the room at the moment?
Towards the end of it, probably.
Towards
not
the
me.
End, it yeah. would probably be Henny, Nell, and like a Sortak and the Tora would be awake.
I'd probably be awake by the end.
Yeah, because okay. that's 12 hours. Hour. Yeah, it's like that's a lot.
Yeah,
I slept for 10.
The moment that you both wake up, you feel that the room is a little smaller, but then you realize that Serena is a lot bigger. I'm large.
What do you mean you're large?
Why? I'm just standing next to you, just like
He got taller.
It's Shaq.
You're dealing with Shaq.
And my, I go, look, you know, my God gives me gifts. I don't question these gifts.
Did I shrink while I slept? I thought you were supposed to.
You should. And, like, I feel him to, like, make sure it's all real. Right? What, you been eating cornbread since we were sleeping? What is this?
Is that what cornbread does? It just makes you taller?
No,
if
it
you
doesn't.
You eat enough of it, that's a lie.
It
that's
doesn't. A lie. I'm short.
Don't tell me these things. I'm gullible.
It's getting larger. Remember an airplane? It's like, it's getting larger.
No, cornbread doesn't make you big and strong.
Oh, you should I eat more cornbread? Is that all I had to do?
This whole time?
This whole time?
And I literally said, I was like, well, my grandmammy said that. If you eat cornbread, it make you big and strong. Clearly, he ate all of it.
We need to import more cornbread.
To be fair, I believe we did eat a lot
of
corn.
Our major import is going to be cornbread.
Write that down.
Nell's first decree is cornbread. Cornbread for everyone.
She's going to retire from
no one will
start
be hungry.
Corn.
Corn.
No one will ever go hungry
corn
again.
Corn doesn't grow in the mountains. Now, we don't get a whole lot of it here. We got to import
there's
that
no cloak.
Shit.
There's no sort of clothing.
No, I mean, I look human, but now I'm a large human.
All his sleeves are slightly shorter.
I was just saying, I don't know if he's wearing something that, like...
Well, it would be underneath. It would be gamis, and it would be underneath. It would have to be.
Yeah.
Like, you wear raw armor on your skin.
That's small. You got that, like... Right.
Well, I also want to look at my clothes to make sure that they're regular size.
No, they're regular size.
Okay, because I got smaller. Maybe he didn't get bigger. Maybe we got smaller.
I was saying, they woke up and realized that it just felt a little smaller because there was less space in the room.
Yeah.
It was really, I was taking up more space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo.
So, can you explain to us how you got large, or is that like a thing you want to keep to yourself? Because I don't know how you got large.
Well, you know how I got large.
Oh, that's
tell
right.
Us.
I do.
Or do you want to tell us?
I literally just think that it's a gift from my God.
Yeah.
I don't ask. I don't reject these gifts.
I was like, Eddie's still.
And I just look at my glaive. I'm like, I just got a weapon. You got bigger. Shit.
You got a weapon?
I've had it the whole time.
You guys are getting paid?
Wait, what? Somebody call my agent.
As we stand around, everyone just feels an aura of competence exuding from Artura, and everyone just feels better now.
And then he says, Eidolon going, disappointed.
I say, well, if the gods have blessed you, use your gifts wisely.
That's my intention.
So are we waiting for a signal to go into the castle?
We have to do the brand first.
We have to do the brand thing.
Right. Oh, so Lily comes out and she's like disheveled. Like, hair's a mess, sweaty. Mm-hmm. She looks like at least 5 pounds lighter, like skinnier. Her eyes are bloodshot. And she walks over and she goes, okay, Nell, come with me, please. Mm-hmm. She brings you into like a back room. The rest of the group follows. You can see above everyone is the disc. It's being held up by like other mechanical contraptions.
Sure.
And on the floor is this mass, like multiple circles of different kinds of magic writing.
Gotcha.
Most of them are like transmutation. Well.
Right.
They are of...
Yeah, I have a divine sense. Yeah,
we're not changing yet.
I'm trying to figure out. It's like transmutation, evocation, and... Yeah. What's the one that...
Abjuration? Protection stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Thank you.
That's my specialty.
I always get confused between evocation and abjuration.
Evocation is blow shit up. Abjuration is protect
shields
stuff.
Shit. Yeah.
Shields, walls, barriers.
More or less, that's what you see. And then she escorts you into one of the circles. And, you know, she's like, oh, you know, please leave your weapons here. You don't need those. And then she asks you to, like, take off your armor. Mm-hmm. But you, like, you're fully clothed. Yeah, just no armor. Like, it's like when you're going through the
metal
detectors. Yeah.
Right. I always have to take off my armor when I go to the metal detector. Yeah. It sucks.
And then she escorts the rest of you, and she asks the rest of the party to take off their armor and their shirts to, like, lay on the floor, because the branding process.
Sure.
You see, Artura is more jacked than you thought he was.
And then, so then she starts the ritual, you know, starts the chanting and stuff like that. Now you start to feel very, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
extremely like at first it's like warm, and then it's like you're hot, and then everyone can feel.
Normal? Is this normal?
Everyone can feel in the room like it's gone up a number of degrees. Like someone turned the heat on and then turned it up.
Yeah,
and the room is getting much, much hotter. And you kind of remember this feeling when you went to the original spot where you got the brand from.
I just thought that was because Zortek changed the teleportation circle to lava.
I'm like, it's hot in here.
Both.
Anybody who steps in that circle is basically just, the atmosphere toast. Is hot lava.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's a sauna, right?
Yeah.
I'm literally sitting there like, I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off.
So then, like I said, you guys are laying on the different symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts to chant, and then finally she slams her staff down. There's like electricity. Everyone takes 5 points of damage.
Ouch.
Electric damage?
Fire damage.
Ooh.
I soak 6. So.
There you go.
Oh, hey, I think I soak 5.
I also soak 5.
But yeah, that's fine.
On me, so.
Ooh.
As it it burns.
I can keep my tiara on, so that's fine.
Except yeah, Nell doesn't
scarred,
take
the I'm Cantori. I'm like all kinds of shit.
I regained resistance 5 to so fire.
The,
hell
the
yeah.
Fire damage. It's non-lethal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Steve will explain how that comes into play when someone hits 0 and they have that extra 5 non-lethal. And basically the branding works, and then the one that you had kind of cracks and shatters.
Oh.
And the spell.
One time you spill. All right.
And Nell, you now have, you can now set, like, have life, you have life sense on Henny, Sortek, Atura, and Sir Ren.
That's pretty cool.
Are they like,
you have scan. You can see our HP
bound
bars.
To your so it, basically Lily will explain, right?
Mm-hmm.
She'll say, you know, so it would have taken extremely long to brand each one of you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, one brand, one mark.
Yeah.
What I chose to do was to basically cipher off of Nell's bloodline the brand onto everyone, onto you guys. So they will all think, the security measures will all think you're Nell.
Oh, wait, so we got royal blood coursing through our veins now?
No.
Temporarily.
It's more or less kind of like a fake ID.
Oh. I remember
nice.
Those.
I've always wanted to be a dwarf.
I look outside at the street sign. Like, oh, Canal Street.
Yeah, it's Canal Street.
It's Canal Street.
Nice. I was about to say, I thought we was kin now.
No. But And she looks at you and she's like, now you're going to be able to kind of like sense your teammates.
Nice.
Wherever they are and how they are feeling.
Status bar. So
you get like status bar.
Yeah, you get scanned. You got scanned, but just for the party.
Yeah. Additionally, I'm not sure how this will affect everything in terms of like if, say, someone were to pass, you might feel them passing.
Ooh.
Okay, so nobody die.
I'm trying not to.
It's not on my plan today, Mocha T.
Okay, good. Also, since I'm the one who seems to be dying the most, please don't let me die either.
We're going to work on that, too.
Okay.
If anyone's not going to die, it's obviously going to be you.
Well, I've already done it twice. So.
That's why I said that if anyone's not going to die, it's definitely not going to be, it's definitely going to be you.
Arturo's okay. Right. You don't reach your quota.
Hopefully that's it.
Oh yeah. And I reach into my bag and I give Lily the book that I pilfered from the alchemist lab that has all the notes and stuff for the
So she takes it, she looks, she's like, oh, thank you. Thank you, Atura.
Yeah, whatever information you can get out of this and get to the resistance, this will help because they are amassing an army against you guys. And also, I guess, like, arming them at the same time, so I'm sorry to say, we better work quick, honestly. I hate saying that. I would rather take my leisurely time, personally. I don't want to build up a sweat.
Once we get in there, not everyone is going to be out of the castle, so we're going to have to move quickly, and the queen is going to be in there somewhere, so.
They don't have to call her that. What would you rather call her?
I don't know, bitch.
That bitch?
There you go. There you go. That works. Surrender, you fine with that?
A high five.
Call anyone who you want. All right,
there we go. We call her bitch. There we go.
I actually forget her actual name, so I was just
saying. Bitch is fine.
That bitch is the new name.
If she breathes, she's a thought. So damn. She's a bitch.
I wrote it down somewhere. I genuinely forgot her name. I'm just like, no, she's that bitch.
That bitch.
That's funny.
Here you go, too.
Everybody's getting notes. Oh, okay, cool.
Everybody's working towards their
Ooh.
Deathbed.
I don't want to.
No, it just explains what.
He said no notes for me.
No notes.
It's just instructions on how my thing works.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
Do you understand what I mean with the listing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That helps. Thank you. No, it's okay.
It's fine. It's just exactly what she can do with that.
Okay. Fair enough.
I got a little map and little status bars.
Yeah. she basically has a HUD now.
You do just have a on-screen HUD.
Yep.
With my drink up there, goes. And then Lily kind of like walks out and then sits in a seat, and she just looks exhausted. She's breathing very hard.
Nice.
And she's like, she looks.
Are you okay?
She's like, no, it just took a lot out of me.
That was 12 hours of work. On top of the fact you were probably awake for before that, I don't doubt that was difficult.
Okay.
It was just very difficult. She pulls up like a pack,
mm-hmm.
and she opens it up, and Sortek, she gives you 4 scrolls of Dimension Anchor.
Nice.
I don't know if that's direct. It's still in the game.
Yeah, Dimensional Anchor. Yeah,
Dimensional Anchor. She's like, I know you're dealing with demons and abjurate and other
Dimension Anchor.
Dimensional Anchor. These should help you tether them to this reality. It might have an alternate name in second edition.
No, it's Dimension.
Is it
so? Original second edition, it was called Dimension Anchor.
But, I mean, it might change in the remaster. Because I know a lot of we use the Path Builder app, so I know they updated it. So the spell might not be there. But more or less, Dimension Anchor, it locks down into dimensional beings.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll find out. I don't, you know what level it is, just offhand?
Might be 7
Check. Or
5.
So, Henny, you have a dragon eating this nipple, and did you get the brand on this one?
Of course, I gotta even it out.
I just wanted to make sure. I was kind of like trying to fix myself because it hurt a lot, so I got it on my back just to be safe.
You got a tramp stamp?
Yes.
No, not lower back.
I go, no, he got a trans stamp.
Nell actually can choose subconsciously where they all go.
I feel it on my shoulder blade.
Nah, it's
something. There's that tingling sensation on your shoulder, Ray, but really it's a tramp stamp.
Right there. I look at it. So, look, it's right over the gooch.
I can cast mirror image just to figure out if you're lying to me.
I can do a thing now.
It's just a picture of Nell going like this. Double finger Jesus. So with that, she sits down and she goes, so what is the plan so I could let them know?
Okay. We'll have to go in, flip the switch to get the barrier down, and then...
The barrier, the magical energies would be with...
Mm-hmm.
It's called something else.
The worm that walks.
Is that that?
Nothing's under cultist dimension. Dude actually,
yeah. If you look up dimension. The bitch,
the queen. Yes,
yeah. Queen bitch.
So I think
first mate bitch.
First mate bitch gotta go.
I personally think he would would be in one of the side spires. So again, what this temple looks like is. It looks like one of those What the palace looks like is like a Mayan temple. So, mm-hmm. You have the pyramids in Egypt that come to a point pyramid. The Mayan temples are mostly they are pyramid shaped, but they are flat. Remember, mm-hmm. the tops are flat. At each one of the four corners is a tower. And that's kind of how they are conducting the electricity. Those towers were not erected after you were here. Yep. After. You left now. Mm-hmm. Not while you were here. So yeah,
it was just a pyramid.
Yes. When I left. Okay. So those are new.
Yep.
So that's my suggestion. He would be in one of those. Not sure which one.
So we have to find him to get the barrier now.
Yes.
Wait, we have to find who? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
The Lich.
Avardis.
Oh, fun. Isn't that, you were talking about that guy, right?
Yeah, he's the bad, he's the Lich.
The higher.
The bad guy.
The one that locks him down. Yeah.
Range is 120
feet. I'm going to take a real long nap.
That's the goal.
Right. Until the next time I make my daily preparation.
Take a nap.
Until the next day.
These directions.
Planar seal.
Same spell.
Oh, it's planar seal.
That's and then there's a dimensional lock called planar tether, which is the dimensional lock.
Got it.
I.e., it doesn't let anyone teleport away.
What's the planar one? The planar seal is the one that stops.
So it's like an area.
So planar seal, let's see. Counteracts teleportation effects and planar travel into and out of the area. Planar tether just prevents teleportation.
So it's planar seal.
The higher level one.
The higher level one. It stops that one.
So it's basically the dimensional lock.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah, it makes them stop.
But it's the same spell. So if you're looking for the new one, it's planar seal.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, everyone listening.
I tried to look it up on Nethys, and Nethys will give you the old if it is. Yeah, but it kept crashing on me.
Yeah, it happened. Sorry about that, but we figured it out. So then the new stuff, if you're listening to this, it's called planar seal.
Which is the higher level.
Which is the higher level one.
That's the seventh level.
Which is dimensional lock.
Lock, which is the lower level, which only allows, stops you from teleporting.
No.
Planar. Oh,
Planar seal.
Planar seal and dimensional
is basically
lock
dimensional lock
are the same thing.
Are basically the same thing.
But so anchor
tether and dimensional anchor are the lower level ones.
Got
they're the same. They're the same effective spell.
Got it. Yes. Got it.
One's the lower, one's the higher.
Got it.
Yeah. Ooh, one's an abjuration.
Yeah. No, we're doing the higher one because these things can like just walk through reality.
Yeah.
Oh, those gravity.
Yeah. They literally just they're like, oh, I don't want to be here. At will shift the dimensions.
Yeah.
So
not no mo.
Cool. But you only got four.
I got four.
So you're the man. Well, you could probably give it. I don't know if they're on your spell slot, Zach. Spell list.
It's an abjuration spell. It's in my wheelhouse.
What traditions can cast it?
You have the old one, dimensional lock, right?
It's the same thing, though.
It might be nature.
Arcane, divine, occult.
There you go.
I looked it up in this book, but it's
level seven. To the one. To you,
Zach. Right? Yeah, I do. Let's see, level 7.
Technically, Nell could cast it, too.
Yeah.
Should I give them one each?
One each, and then you keep two.
Yeah, dimensional lock.
You might be in two different rooms.
All right, so I take one. So,
yeah, I'll hand one to Nell.
There you go, Nell, you got one.
I was like, hey, well, you know, hey, listen.
Actually, I don't know. Scrolls don't work on that thing, no, by the way. It does your ability scrolls don't work on it.
Okay.
What do you mean?
The
her pain.
Secret note.
Note.
Oh, the pain.
Secret tunnel.
Yeah. Sorry, I was.
It's, I can do a thing, but not with scrolls.
Yeah. Okay.
But she can read it.
No. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Her class allows her to cast spells from scrolls that are divine.
That works.
No. It was basically she has a feature.
Different. Yeah.
That gives her something special, and I was just making it clear.
I can do a thing. Sometimes.
Scrolls don't work through it.
Excellent.
All right. So she looks at you, and she's like, okay, so what's our plan, Queen?
If we need the distraction, then we'll go in. You don't happen to have any intel on which tower he frequents?
Not really.
Okay.
My best suggestion would be once you're close, maybe Sortek could try and pinpoint the area with the most magic coming out of it.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Alright.
I was like, we'll have to find a place with the highest concentration of magic.
Yeah.
That's where you'll find the hardest. Liches are just greedy for magic.
Yeah.
So that's where he'll be.
Alright, we'll make a beeline for that.
How many towers are there?
Four.
Four towers. Alright, so we get close, see which one's got the most juju coming off of it, and then we just kill who's inside.
Did your father have any counsel that may have been schooled in magic that you may remember? And maybe you might know where.
I don't know if they're still alive. Well, these towers weren't here before. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, I was actually going to ask, do you know if there was a place where there was like a vault of magic things? But if these weren't here anymore, then they could have been
the,
moved.
The pyramid structure was here when I left. Everything else was constructed by these people. They kind of redesigned the palace.
Oh, so they did all the renovations after you left.
Apparently,
the
yeah. They were That's busy. Mm. So now, I'm not familiar with the towers, but the rest of it I am.
Now, we do know. Mm-hmm. Now, Queen usually stays at the highest or the... you know, she stays at in the highest point in the palace.
The highest room, the tallest tower.
That's probably where you would find her.
She'll probably know we're in there once we start making trouble. So.
That's, yeah, that's also the thing. Now, we probably keep the guards out for a while, but you can't guarantee indefinite, right?
No, we'll expect some trouble.
Too bad I don't have permanency yet.
If you can get it down,
like, nobody's getting in now.
I mean, murder is a good permanent thing. I'm just saying.
If you could get the stuff down fast enough, I will make sure to try and direct the your forces to the palace to make sure to kind of put up more of a fight. And so, give you guys a way out.
Any backup would be appreciated, but also anyone in the street who's in charge, any authority figures, anybody who's holding our people should be taken care of first, and then all their underlings can be dealt with later.
Right.
So the path to lowering the shield is to get rid of Avardis.
Yes.
Yes.
We.
That should disrupt the
magic. So
that's
the lever that goes boom.
Yep. That's the exact lever. That's the exact sound he's going to make when he dies.
Yep.
We kill first mate bitch number one.
And then after that, then we go for the head bitch.
As you guys are talking, you know, she's like, okay. And then she kind of reaches out. She takes a cup of tea. She starts to drink it. And then all of a sudden, the entire room lights up with like this green light.
Avada Kedavra.
Jeff. Make a fortitude save.
42 saves.
And then a will save. A tour, do the same thing.
Fortitude, then a will?
Yes.
All right.
That's not
Nell, make a will save. Seren, make a will save. No, fortitude save. No, will save.
Okay. Both?
Henny, look awesome.
Pop collar.
Pop collar.
Okay.
Two saves. 37.
Just the will.
So.
Will is 38, and I have resolve, so a success is a crit.
Okay.
33.
37
fortitude, 32 will.
I rolled a 33 fortitude, and fuck.
Is it necromancy? Is it necromancy or anything related to necromancy?
The necromancy and
or whatever it's newly called
evocation.
I look pretty good.
Okay, because for necromancy, I get a +2 to all my necromancy
saves. You'd never
know
you had a panic attack on this
day. Right?
No sad.
Oh, and successes are crits for me.
So that now becomes 39 and 34. Did I say 32?
Yeah, you said 32.
So now it's 39 and 34.
Ooh.
+2 to my saves.
Well, we're at level 13, so that bumps that DC up to this. All right, so you're looking for 34.
Oh man, really? I passed by one.
So my success is red.
So I have success.
Same,
success.
I failed by one.
Failed by one? And a tour?
Even on the fortitude? Or just on the will? Sorry.
Both. 34.
Yeah, crit failed on the will save. That's why I said I rolled fuck, because that's what came up on the die.
If you crit failed on the will save, we'll get to that. If you failed on the fortitude save, we'll get to that.
Thanks. So we'll just get there.
We'll get later. There. What happens is there's a sudden green burst of like light. Everyone who cast magic, Henny, looks rough.
Oof.
Like, it looks like it washed over them. You felt like a wave hit you of, like, compressive force.
Yeah, oof.
And then you kind of, like, turn to the door and you look out. And all of a sudden, you just start to see green fires, like large green fires going up. And you, Henny, you instantly kind of see where they are.
Yeah.
And you put it together. You see one go up, and then a second one go up, and then a third one go up. And those kind of, as soon as each one happens, does that, again, compressive wave. And only three went up so far. And you look out, and you realize that those were the pens where they were keeping the slaves.
Oh.
Have just ignited. What everyone felt was the rituals are being started to start to summon in the things from the outer planes.
Get it.
The magic people. The will saves are for my holy people to feel the souls of all the dwarves that are dying. You felt a disturbance in the force.
What did I
like, all the slaves.
Like, Hedy's just looking at my like,
oh no.
For my magic users, it's to feel the shift in the universe and the fact that it's actually pulling, like, the will for you guys is the tearing of reality.
Mm. Oh my
Y'all
God.
Feel that?
So, Atura.
I look at Atura and say, and you only killed one guy.
he did
so
what?
You're an amateur.
He did what?
Yeah, so why is it so bad? Yeah. We're not bringing amateur. It up. It's nothing.
No, amateur. I get to do a thing. Hold on.
No.
Right. I won't do it.
I say, well, the game has started.
We have to go now.
Lily drops to the floor.
All right, well, I'm going to check her, make sure she's alive.
She is not.
She's dead?
God.
Nope. Yeah.
Nope.
Whoa.
Nope.
Can I check the
She wasted a lot of energy to brand you guys.
Yeah, we gotta find something. God.
And it was just too much for her. Her heart gave out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my lord. Okay.
And then as she hits the floor, she opens her hand, and the stone that she uses to coordinate kind of rolls out.
I take it.
I'll take my book back.
She can't use it now.
That is true. Little body to, like, the corner. I put, like, her little hands over her, like, all right, and I put, like, a coin, like, on her eyes and put a blanket over her, like.
Yeah.
All right, we have to do this, and we have to kill them all.
Burn the city? You got it!
Does anybody need to do anything before we leave?
I gotta go to the bathroom quick.
I was gonna say,
Do it now. We are not stopping once we go. I am not turning this around.
Dude, you can pee while you walk, dude.
No,
I have more, more.
Okay.
Yeah,
more honor than that.
Okay.
I'll find it quiet.
As I'm doing the last one, I go, I give you like the side eye real quick.
And what is that?
Nana Anduli, make sure that her soul puts the rest. And I go, if I want something, give us the strength to kill these motherfuckers.
All right. So.
I gotta find a bathroom.
So we have to maneuver our way from the library to the castle, get into the castle.
Get to Aspire.
Get to Aspire.
Make the lich go woo.
And then go kill the queen.
Yeah.
Well, anybody else we happen to see. All right. Easy. All right. We're good.
With that being said, a few things I'm now going to put out on the table.
Okay.
Everyone gets.
Like things or words?
No, words.
Oh.
Everyone gets hero points. So, congratulations. These will be for the next game also.
Mm hmm.
So everyone gets 2 hero points.
Two more or two total?
No, two total. So you should have 2 total. All
right, I have 2 now, so I just got 2.
2.
Fair.
All right. On top of that, everyone except Henny and Atura will have an evil hero point that I can use to make a save become a fail or a fail become a critical fail.
Woo! So anarchy!
We already got problems. That's why we
don't get anarchy.
What happens now?
They get everyone but Atura and Henny get evil hero point. Henny and Atura get 3.
Why?
He critically failed, and you had that card.
That's fair. You know what? I'll take that.
We have 1 or 2. So.
You guys 3? Have Nell. Steve, Tina, and Jeff have 1 negative hero coin that I can use. Atura and Henny have 3.
We have 3?
Yes.
Chaos
3 anti-hero points.
Anti-hero points.
Raunch. That's just straight up raunch.
Jeez.
And that is where we'll end tonight.
We're storming the castle next time.
Have fun storming the castle. I love it.
Anti-hero We're going to have to points. Wait a month then, because I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
So we
I have
will,
two already, so.
We Tina's taking Tina next week. Not next week, sorry.
Next session.
Next session, Tina won't be here. We are going to still play. We're not gonna play Pathfinder. We're gonna play a one shot. My Tina. Thought was either would you wanna do Transformers or I can do Crown and Skull?
Transformers.
Either way.
I think okay. So we'll figure it out. We'll talk to you guys. Yeah. So stick come next week. We're gonna do a quick one shot. See what we think. We'll probably do maybe if we have free time, we could do build characters online just to do like to learn how to make characters and give us something to post. We could also do Daggerheart if anyone wants to. There was that cool. play test, but I kind of want to do it if Tina's here because
it'd be fun.
It'd
yeah,
be cool.
Because Tina.
Because okay. Tina.
Because it's a new system, and why not learn another new
yeah,
system?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
Especially because they'll probably change it in a few months.
Yeah, it's actually a playtest.
But see, now I can provide feedback, and maybe one of the changes will be my idea.
Yeah. So stick around for that. I hope we all had fun. Anti-hero points are going to be awesome.
Nope. I'm excited for that.
I was excited. Actually, I think I'm still excited for
It'll
three
be fun.
Of them.
Yeah, anti-hero points.
I think it fits.
We'll you can...
We'll certainly find out.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on. And remember, you could always keep collecting hero points. I think you're in the end game now. You guys all did great. Everyone got two hero points. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, you know what? Everyone gets three. We had fun. So we'll do three and three.
All right. So next time, everyone
we'll
just grab a third
card.
Yeah. So you guys
I'll make a note in my app that we
You guys did great. Henny did last rites. Nell kind of is taking on point. Seren became Shaq.
Nice. And I killed a man.
A tour killed a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
And Jeff had
just killed a man.
I get it. I was just trying to light the building on fire and scare him a bit.
If you had done the line, it would have been fine. But you were like, no, it's AOE. I was like,
I was trying to get more things on fire.
You did.
I mean, you can always save 10%. Off your entire order at DireDice.com using our exclusive promo code SPICYMBNG. They've got these new like opalescent dice that I've seen. They look real nice. It's like it honestly looks like white marble with a pearl finish. And I think the one I saw had like a gold or shimmering inlay, which was real nice in comparison to the rest of the pearlescent finish. So check those out. Check out anything else you might want to outfit your gaming needs at DireDice.com. And again, save 10% by using our promo code SPICYMVNG. And that's 10% off your entire order. Also, don't forget that on your podcast app of choice, you can rate and review us. So please give us 5 stars. That way if you could do that, that would be really nice. It really helps us grow and reach more audience.
Talking about donations, thank you to everybody who donated to my American Cancer Society fundraiser. I hit the $2,000 mark recently.
Yes.
My run isn't until the 19th, 20th, and 21st of April. So if you still want to donate, you can up until the last race that I'm running with the American Cancer Society happens. You can go to FairyTaleTina on Instagram. The link to donate is in my bio if you still want to contribute. But thank you to everybody who did. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Yay!
And then if you got a second, go check out our YouTube page, NBNG. We just dropped a review. Steve just dropped a review of the Druid Remaster, which is cool. But with all of that being said, never forget that we are Nothing Venture, Nothing Aim. We love rolling dice, giving advice with a little bit of that New York spice. Say goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight,
everyone.
Never forget.